This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the design essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the retirement blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. No obligation. Now, the events that Kurt and Ethan put on from time to time, the radio shows, the commercials they run, people popping in, current clients, prospective clients, they get a lot of questions every single day. Question, question, question. And they got to be quick. They got to be quick. We're going to see how quick they are right now because we're going to do a little mailbag segment. Are you guys ready for this? You ready, Kurt?
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
First question comes from Mike in Wexford. Guys, we're seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing's off the table, including moving abroad. What are some things we should think about when trying to decide where we should go?
That is a great question. And I don't think people think that through. You got to look at it two ways, emotionally, but also financially. So on the financial side, first of all, you have to look at the cost of living. You know, Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh area is very, very reasonable as compared to other parts of the country for cost of living. So you have to factor in what is the cost of living. You have to definitely factor in taxation. So here in Pennsylvania, on Social Security income, on retirement income, pension income, and IRA withdrawals, they're not taxed on a state level. But we've had clients relocate to the Carolinas and other states where that income is taxed, and that could be 5-6% additional taxation. So look at cost of living, consider taxes, but then on the emotional side, and I've had this happen with clients where they have loved the beach. They're just beach people. That's where they went on vacation every year for a week, and they just decided, I'm going to buy a beachfront condo in a state down south. And after a few years, Mark, what happened is that became just routine. Mm-hmm. So what they used to love as a vacation, simply because they couldn't do it all that often, except for once a year, but now they're on the beach every day of their life, it became routine. And so you sort of have to factor the emotional aspect in as well.
Yeah, and definitely it sounds like Mike's married. So make sure that you're both on the equal page of where to relocate.
That's a good point.
Both be equally excited about it because you don't want one person being drug into this situation if you're married. So get on the same page of where you both want to be and make sure you're in agreement on it.
I'm still struggling with the fact that waking up on the beach every day would become mundane and boring. It sounds right? Pretty good.
You know, I enjoy fishing, but if I said, hey, I'm going to fish every day of my life,
yeah, okay.
It might just just become sort of a routine versus being excited mm-hmm. about it.
And Kurt, really, this kind of goes back to your advice for those that want to retire to an RV, for example. Ooh, we're going to sell the house and we're going to get an RV. Well, maybe rent one for a week or two before you make that plunge. Kind of the same thing. Where you're going to relocate, make sure you've been there in different times of the year if you're going to permanently relocate. Kind of the same deal. So the team at Accurate Solutions Group, they see this a lot. So whether it's abroad, whether it's different climate, different part of the country, there's really a lot to think about. And there's different rules and laws and all that. All these different states have different things, countries and so forth. Just give the team a call, 412-515-3355. Maybe talk about it a little bit more because you said nothing's off the table. 412-515-3355. All right, next question comes from Heather in Cranberry. Guys, I'm really stressed about what I'm hearing about tax increases and all this money our government keeps spending. How can I learn more about what I can do to help protect my money? Ethan?
Yeah, that's a question we're hearing all the time. And obviously, one thing you can do is talk with us. Schedule a phone call or come into the office. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. But a basic part of the conversation we're having is discussing maybe Roth conversions, where you're taking out of IRAs or 401ks and paying the taxes on it now before tax rates increase in the future. Again, it's not for everybody. If you're still working and you're in your highest earning years, maybe it's not the right time for you to consider something like that. But if you're worried about tax rates increasing in the future, that's one thing to consider. But we'd encourage you, if you're listening, call us, 412-515-3355. And part of our blueprint process is tax-efficient strategies.
Yeah, and a Roth conversion or Roth contributions, if you're still working mm-hmm. and you're under the income limits to still be able to contribute to Roth, I mean, those are wonderful vehicles to sort of give you options in the future once you're retired. So when you retire, you don't just want one bucket of all pre-tax money, money that you've saved pre-tax that's going to be taxable as ordinary income when you draw it in retirement. The more options you can give yourself, having after-tax money, meaning joint account money or savings account, having tax-free money, Roth or Roth conversion money, and then having some pre-tax money, then you can sort of say, hey, if the government does make changes in the tax code and make something more advantageous or disadvantageous, then you can have the opportunity to determine, Mark, which bucket you're going to pull that income from.
Tax planning is super important. We know taxes are changing, in theory anyway. In January 1 of 2026, taxes are going up. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're starting the show a little differently. We're going right to the mailbag to kick the show off. This one, Kurt, comes from Teresa. Do you help people with Medicare? I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming. So my guess is Teresa may have just turned 64.
Yeah.
She's getting all that mail.
That's when your mailbox gets stuffed with all the different options when it comes to supplemental coverage, whether it's an Advantage plan or a true Medicare supplement policy. And yes, the answer is yes. Now, here's what I will say. We're smart enough here at Accurate Solutions Group to know what we don't know. We have enough knowledge and we keep updated on an annual basis so we can give general guidance and guidelines when it comes to Medicare and then Medicare supplement planning. We also, Mark, take a team approach here where we partner with individuals whose sole focus is those areas. So we have a couple CPA firms we've partnered with. We have some estate planning attorneys. And in addition, we have a healthcare specialist whose only job is to keep updated every year on all the different changes to Medicare, Medicare supplement coverage, the Advantage plans, and what's more and most appropriate for that individual. So yes, you're going to be overwhelmed. Once you hit that certain age, your mailbox is going to be stuffed with all kinds of stuff, and it can get confusing. Here's the nice thing. If you're at that age where you have to apply for Medicare and then pick a supplement or an Advantage plan, if you utilize a healthcare broker, you are not going to pay more than what you would have paid if you try and do it on your own. So I highly, highly encourage help.
Yeah, and we learned that a little bit whenever I very first started with Kurt. We were looking at getting myself licensed and contracted in the Medicare field, in addition to being a financial advisor. And we said, you know what? No, this is, we need one person dedicated for this. And that's why we take a team approach. So if you're getting all that stuff in the mail, we definitely understand it can be overwhelming and confusing, but give us a call and we can direct you where you need to be.
412-515-3355. Kind of rules of thumb. The Advantage plans typically are cheaper. And if you're in good health, it's not a bad route. Supplements, usually a little more expensive. And if you're going to have health health issues, supplements might be better, but Advantage plans are getting better all the time. So there's a lot of competition in that world. The nice thing is you can seek advice and it doesn't cost you anything. You're making an educated decision is really the key to all of this, because you're not wrong. Advantage plans or supplements probably, but there's probably a right one for you. How in the world do you figure it all out? Well, you can get some guidance. 412-515-3355. All right, next question, Ethan, you get it. It comes from Robert in Pittsburgh. My dad worked at the same job for 30 years before he retired with a pension, and it just seems like he's never had to worry much about money. I've worked for three different companies, but I've always made sure to contribute to the company 401k with each position. I'm realizing that I should do something with those different accounts. There's a good amount in each of them, I think, but I don't know how to consolidate that money or if that would even be the best thing for me to do. I'd sure love to enjoy retirement one day like my dad has.
Yeah, that is a good question. That's what we've seen some with previous generations who had a pension. They just weren't as concerned about their monthly income because they had pension and Social Security. But if you're concerned about where your income's going to come from and you have three or four different 401ks like you do, it becomes difficult to know which one of those 401ks do I withdraw out of. And when you're withdrawing out of 401ks, most oftentimes they'll liquidate each fund that you have proportionately, which also may not be the best strategy for you. So if you're considering some consolidation, number one, that might make it just easier on you to stay organized. And if you're considering consolidation and working with a financial planner that's going to put it all together, manage it for a cash flow stream in accordance with your risk tolerance and income needs, I'm sure that's definitely going to make it easier on you as you head into retirement. So that's something that we help our clients with, you know, anytime that they need it. Our number is 412-515-3355.
Yeah, so the idea typically is if you're not at that place of employment, your 401k probably should not be either. But Robert, of course, you don't just take those 401ks and say, hey, send me the check. You don't want some tax issues right there. But you can roll these things into IRAs and all of that without a tax, because it's just going custodian to custodian. And that's really right in the wheelhouse of what Kurt and Ethan can do for you and the team at Accurate Solutions Group is help guide you along this. So Mike, Heather, Teresa, Robert, we appreciate the questions. There's just a lot of moving parts in retirement. And that's where I think Accurate Solutions Group can really come in and help guide us. And you have that same opportunity. And there's no cost to just chat with the team. Say, here's some of the questions and concerns I have. What do you think? And then from there, it's up to you. Do you want to pursue it further? Or are you already won the game? You don't even need help? I mean, everybody's in a different situation. But Kurt and Ethan and the team would love to chat with you. 412-515-3355 is the number again. And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this. Imagine, it's the biggest game of the year and your team does not have a coach. They don't even have a game plan. You probably aren't feeling very good about their chances. When you don't prepare, things usually don't turn out very well. So make sure you're prepared for one of the biggest financial decisions of your life, retirement. Do you have a coach? What about a plan? Get prepared for retirement by calling 412-515-3355 and having financial advisors Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group create your retirement playbook. They'll help you think through taxes, income, legacy planning, and more. And when you're done, you'll have a customized game plan for retirement that you can feel confident in. Start preparing today with Pittsburgh's retirement coaches, Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group. Call 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355. Firm does not provide tax and or legal advice. Investment advisory service offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Questions? You can always give them a call. Just like we said, there's no cost, 412-515-3355. 3355, 412-515, 3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. The next couple segments, we're going to talk about the reality of retirement spending. You know, most retirement planning assumes your expenses will immediately drop when you stop working. So the kind of the working theory is that, you know what, you need 70 to 80% of your working income to be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement. I don't know if that's really true, Kurt. For in my mind, 70 to 80% of my working income, then I'm thinking, well, that other 20 to 30% is going to be made up by Social Security. That's kind of how I would look at that stat. I don't know if it's right or not. What about retirement spending assumptions that sometimes they miss the mark, don't they?
I think they miss the mark 95% of the time. I completely disagree with conventional wisdom and traditional investment philosophy and all that. When it comes to retirement spending, we want our clients to be as successful in retirement as they were during their working years. So, you know, minimally 100% of your income, if it's possible. And sometimes, Mark, people even spend more than that initially. So we've talked about this shows in the past where we have basically three segments in retirement. You have your go-go years, you then have your slow-go, and then you have your no-go years. And initially, what we have found after 34 years of helping clients retire with confidence and clarity and independence is that you will typically spend more initially because, first and foremost, you're younger. You have your health. You can do the things that you've been putting off doing because now your time is freed up. And whether that's 6 years, 8 years, 10 years into retirement, that doesn't matter per se so much, but you do go through that phase where you initially spend some more. And then, you know, you have your middle phase of retirement, which are more your slower go, you know, so you're still, you may still have your health, you're still comfortable, but you're not going quite as much as you used to. You just don't have the desire. And then later on in your early to mid 80s and later, you're just more content sometimes just being around and not doing all those things. So conventional wisdom, I completely disagree with. Our job is to provide you with that same income, if it's possible, that you're used to spending. And I think Ethan has mentioned this many times in the past, but remember, every day in retirement is a Saturday. And when do you typically spend money? That's on a Saturday. So you have 22,000 to 2,200 hours a year that you have to replace doing something. And oftentimes we're spending money during those hours. So conventional wisdom, throw it out the window.
Yeah, so you do. You have the go-go, slow-go, no-go years, and more than likely you're going to be excited about getting into the go-go years. You got some big plans, maybe some bucket list items. So there's just a lot going on, and you're still going to be spending money even when we get to the no-go years because now it's medical stuff. So there's always something. So Ethan, with this kind of theory of the go-go, slow-go, no-go years, I guess then it's just, well, we need to fall back on those assumptions that Kurt loves, and we just go with the 4% withdrawal rule, and it's all good.
No, not at all. You know, those are rules of thumb.
And it works, right? I mean, it could work. You just don't know until you sit down with somebody, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing is that you don't know. Who knows? We'd love to see if you could maybe take more than 4% withdrawals out of your portfolio, but they've used the 4% withdrawal rule based on research and studies that show it, you know, there's a higher probability of success to maintain your portfolio value and not run out of money if you only take 4% of your portfolio or even less in retirement. But we want to see what's possible. We're seeing the millionaires next door more and more frequently. So we're surprised to see how many people have saved well, and that unlocks freedom to be able to spend a bit more in retirement.
Yeah, I think our industry, Ethan, and we've talked about this in the past, I think we do a disservice to some people because, you know, it's somewhat of a conflict of interest, you know, because the way we work as a fiduciary advisor, there's no commissionable transactions on the investment side. We just charge a fee to manage investments. But the more we manage, the more we make. Our fee doesn't increase, but we're managing more money. And I think oftentimes a lot of firms out there, once they're managing someone's money, they sort of try and hold on to that versus allowing and positioning the client to take the income necessary. And oftentimes, like Ethan had mentioned, there could be a possibility where maybe a 5 or a 6% withdrawal rate may work depending on your circumstance, depending on how much you've accumulated and how you position those assets. But that's what our job is, to provide you that confidence, clarity, and independence, and to live the life in retirement that you've dreamt about. So if you haven't had those conversations, if you're currently with a firm, an advisor, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't thought that process through, how much do I need coming in each and every month to continue my lifestyle? And how am I positioned for that with Social Security and or pension and draw from investments? That's what we can help you with at Accurate Solutions Group. We can have a vision meeting. We can walk you through our retirement blueprint process. We can create your own customized retirement blueprint to show you what the reality will be in retirement. 412-515-3355. Give us a call. We're happy to have a initial virtual consultation. We can just do a phone call. We can have you into the Butler Township office. We're conveniently located between Butler and Evans City on Route 68. And we can have an actual vision meeting where we can sit and walk through that process. 412-515-3355.
And of course, there is no cost to you. And you think about it, the average retirement, it's crazy. Some of the stats that are out there now, the average retirement is almost 30 years now. So are you sure your money's going to last that long? And how do you do that? So there's so much going on. That's why I think this is such an important call. And there's no cost. Why would you not take advantage? 412-515-3355. And Kurt, obviously, it's pretty clear that we need to have a realistic plan. I mean, I've never made six figures in my life. So I would like to retire on six figures, but I don't think that's very realistic if that's the case. So how do you help clients navigate the complexities of retirement, but then also how do you help them then create that income strategy that kind of aligns actually with their resources and what how they want to live in retirement?
There's a lot of work that goes into it. So, you know, when you're saving for retirement, just the accumulation phase, it's actually kind of simple. You just, your number one goal and only goal is to grow those assets. So you're aggressive. You don't worry about the markets. You just keep contributing through payroll deduct, 401k contributions, that sort of thing. But when you're positioning and transitioning into, now we're talking about not accumulating, but distributing those assets and drawing from them for income. And the first thing you got to do is come up with a realistic budget. And it's hard, Mark. It's hard for people to do initially. Once you've done it and you've lived on a budget for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, you'll love it because you know exactly what's coming in and where it's going. But to get there can be a little daunting. And we help people through that process. But when someone comes in for a vision meeting, oftentimes what we'll do is we'll just determine from a net pay perspective. If they have 24 or 26 pays per year, we ask them how much net is being deposited into their checking. And we go off of that number because that's the number they're currently living off of. And then we can work things backwards from there. But you have to have a budget in place. Then we can get into true asset allocation. How do we position those assets for cash flow and emergency and growth? And then talk about legacy taxes and healthcare. But it starts with understanding how much you need coming in each and every month.
So, Ethan, I would imagine it's kind of because you have so many different scenarios. You have people that really don't need your help because they've already done so well and they're really good at saving money and all of that. But sometimes those people need the permission to go ahead and spend. Then you have some that are like, man, I'd love to retire. I just don't know if I can. And you got to work a little bit harder and try to figure out some other options for them maybe to help them do so. But I always think it's interesting if somebody comes in, the couple, let's say the married couple, and they bring home $8,000 and net, bring home $8,000 net. And then you go, okay, how much do you think you need to live on? Well, probably $5,000. You said, okay, so you're putting $3,000 away every month. Well, no, not really. Not exactly, right?
Oh my gosh. I've lost track of the amount of times that happens. It's most people come in with those expectations. There's no way we're spending $8,000 because to them, that sounds like a lot of money. But then when we see where it's going, okay, you're saving this much into your 401k, you're saving this much into your bank. You have very little in the bank. We know it's being spent. It's going somewhere. So we have to allocate that for spending in retirement. And that's going to be what we call a target income. So it's based off of what their typical spending is. And Kurt mentioned the first step is understanding your spending habits, really being realistic with yourself, seeing what you actually spend. That takes some work. That takes budgeting. That takes, you know, having a reality check of what you typically spend because, yeah, it typically won't decrease in retirement. In fact, it might increase because now you have all the free time to do the fun things that you enjoy, like golfing and spoiling the grandkids and going out to eat with friends. So we really want to be realistic and have a good understanding of what your typical spending habits are. And we find that most people just don't realize what they spend.
And I do, and I can say this after 34, 35 years, however long I've been doing this, that I have a handful of clients. Now, I can count them on both hands. So less than 10 clients out of 35 years of clientele that actually do live on a very minimal amount. I had someone in for a review last week, done an extremely, extremely good job saving. Money just continues to grow, living on Social Security and a very, very small pension. And he's one of the few individuals who is living on about a third of the income he used to have coming in. But that is the exception. That's not the rule. A lot of people, like you said, Mark, think, well, you know, we have $8,000 a month coming in and we can live on, we can pay our bills on $4,000. That might be true. You can pay your bills, but that means you're sitting on the porch doing nothing all day, each and every day. So you got to be realistic.
Yeah. And if you're listening and you're wondering, when can you retire and what's income going to look like? Where is it going to come from in retirement? And really, just how much can you spend within reason? We want to make sure that you don't spend through your money too quickly, but you want to understand just how much income you can spend in retirement. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start a retirement blueprint that's completely customized to you and your situation. There's no cost or obligation, but you have to have saved for retirement. So maybe you're retired and you have income coming in and you're not sure where it's coming from or not sure how long it's going to last. And you have an advisor and they say, well, things are going to be okay and you've saved enough money, but you've never seen a plan to back that up. Give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355. We'll begin working on a retirement blueprint that's customized, it's complimentary, it's unique to you and your situation. But you have to pick up the phone and call us at 412-515-3355.
So when we come back, Kurt and Ethan will explore why retirement spending often naturally reduces after those initial go-go years, then can spike again later due to care needs. Why you need to be prepared for these changes is really a crucial aspect of retirement planning. Back with more with Kurt and Ethan right here on Your Retirement Blueprint.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always talk with the team if you have questions, concerns, right? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Will our money last? What happens if this happens or that happens? A lot can happen, obviously. 412-515-3355. No cost for this. 412-515-3355. 55. You know, Ethan, there is no doubt that retirement's a long journey. We talked about the fact that Kurt mentioned it right at the gate, out of the gate, that we go through those go-go phases of retirement, those years where we're active and we can't wait to go take this trip or do whatever we've dreamed about doing in retirement. Then we get to the kind of the slow-go years where we could go, we just maybe don't really feel like going anymore. Then you get to the no-go years when you really can't go anymore. And people do tend to spend less as they move into their maybe 75, 80, 85. My mom's 88. And I think 80 is about the time she hit the slow go years. She went on a trip and said, man, that was awesome. I'm never doing it again. Mom, congratulations. You've hit the slow go phase. She's now 88, and it's kind of in a very, very slow go at this point. But Ethan, could you expand on that a bit? When we do get, you know, 75, 80, 85, how things kind of shift a little bit and how that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your priorities start to shift at that point, and just your physical nature changes, right? Physical changes can influence your activity choices, right? Comfort all of a sudden becomes more important than the adventure. Those different trips, seeing all the world, taking cruises, things like that. We want to do as much as we can of that in the go-go years, because you just, your physical limitations might prevent you from being able to do that or from wanting to do that. That's just normally what we see. We might see a shift from expensive travel to something a little more simple, more local pleasures, more weekend getaways or things like that if you're able to. And even in the slow-go years, we see people just staying home, maybe just eating out a little bit more and having those types of luxuries, things that you wouldn't have done normally so that you could go out and travel and spend more time with friends. We see it all the time. We have clientele that are reaching the mid 70s, early 80s, and it's just natural. We've been sending them income from their portfolio. Year after year, they come in with a bigger bank account saying, I'm just doing less. I don't know what to do with this money. So naturally, their spending habits change, and you're likely to spend a little bit less as you hit those slow go years.
So there is no doubt we go through, everybody will go through these. And my theory is that I'm going to be about, I don't know, 15 to 20 years in the go-go phase, a couple weeks in the slow-go and like one night in the no-go. But that's not exactly how it's going to work, probably, because we do have to find satisfaction at these different levels. So my mom is like, I can't even believe I'm still alive. I don't know why they won't let me go. And I'm like, well, you couldn't have that Frosty if you weren't here anymore. So you got to enjoy what you can enjoy. But then you get to that third phase, Kurt, you know, where you get to the no-go phase, you just really can't go anymore. What are, there's still expense, there's a lot of expenses in this area, I would imagine.
Oh, there are. And I'll touch upon this, but are you talking about Frosty from like Wendy's?
Yes. My mom loves, we go eat on a Wednesday night, and she always says, hey, can we stop and get a Frosty? Sure. It's $1.50 or whatever.
I love those. I don't know what it is about those.
They are really good.
Yeah. It's like in between ice cream and a milkshake. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, you got to have fries with them too, the sweet and the salty.
Oh, I never tried that.
And off track, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in your later years in retirement, whether that's late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s, I mean, your biggest risk, I tell clients, there's two big risks in retirement, taxes, and we definitely address that in your retirement blueprint, but then healthcare costs. Healthcare costs are literally non-negotiable. So if it does happen, it's not like you can say, well, I'm just not going to pay that. Statistics are kind of alarming and kind of scary when you think about it. 70% of Americans over 65 will need some form of long-term care. Nursing home costs today for just a semi-private room are $110,000, $120,000 per year. And even home health care aides cost about $78,000 per year. So those costs are real. Fidelity does a study every few years. And the last time we got statistics was a married couple 65 and over can expect to spend about $300,000 over their retirement lifetime on healthcare costs. And Mark, and that does not include long-term care. So it's something, you know, it's something you got to plan for. And if you have planned for it and you put some provisions in place and you've done the proper planning to ward off and to address some of those potential future costs, then there are no issues. But I would say that if you're with someone, if you've done some planning and this has not been addressed, you have to really take the time to address it because it is a real threat.
Yeah. If you're listening today and you want to learn more about income planning in the different phases of life and where's income going to come from for your portfolio? Is it going to last as long as you do? And how to plan for long-term care expenses and health insurance costs as they continue to rise? Give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to start with a phone call just to get to know you and your situation, see how we can answer questions and how we can help. But we'd love to see if we could take it a step further and put a retirement blueprint in place. It's customized to you and your situation, but you have to take that first step, and that's calling us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You know, Ethan, as Kurt said, that it is kind of interesting when you put it into those terms in that the go-go years, boy, we can take that trip. Maybe we shouldn't do it this year, but maybe we can do it next year. Those are pretty negotiable items, the go-go stuff. Can we do it? Can we not do it? Can we afford it? Can we not afford it? But the healthcare side of it, there, as Kurt said, it's non-negotiable. You have no option. You've got to take that step. So how can people prepare financially for that potential no-go and the physical medical terms and care that they need at that point while still kind of enjoying their retirement years? Because you can't plan for it when you get to that stage. You've got to plan for it heading into retirement, I would think.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I've heard Kurt say it 100 times, planning is advance, reacting is at the time. So we want to have a plan that properly balances the go-go years with the potential no-go years. So you just have to balance current enjoyment with future preservation. It's tough. We're talking today about income and how we want to help our clients spend what they can and enjoy these go-go years, but we have to be wise and show them, hey, if we spend too much in the go-go years, we're going to have nothing for those no-go years. And we don't want that to happen. We need to have a balance. So, and we also want to help our clients consider long-term care insurance options. Maybe it's not traditional long-term care insurance, but there are alternatives out there that could be advantageous depending on your situation.
Yeah, you have some, now I'm not suggesting this is appropriate because I don't know someone's circumstance, but you have annuities that have income riders and they have what are called doublers that in essence, that lifetime income could double in the event of a nursing home stay. You also have life insurance policies today that allow the insured to access a percentage of their death benefit in the event of a long-term care stay. So there are options outside of the traditional long-term care insurance. And again, it's something that, you know, if you have an advisor, they're not talking to you about that. If you're a do-it-yourself and you've never thought about those things, those are some of the things we will look at for you in your retirement blueprint.
Kurt, you mentioned you've been doing this for a long time, over 30 years. So my guess is that this long-term care aspect of retirement planning is much, much different today. There used to be a lot of those original long-term care policies. A lot of people bought them. And the problem was if you didn't use them, you lost the money. And they're like, well, I've paid car insurance and home insurance. I've never had a claim. I don't want to do that again at this stage. But there are so many, there's more options, and there's not very many companies that still do those old original long-term care policies, are there?
There's not. And I'll tell you a quick story. I mean, the first thing to mention is there's probably a handful, Mark, maybe 10 insurance providers who can offer true traditional long-term care insurance. There's a reason for that. I mean, if you think about it, actuarially speaking, how do you price a product appropriately that is utilized 50% of the time? So take homeowners insurance. You know, your chance of a fire burning down your house is maybe 1 in 1,200, 1 in 1,400. And that's why you can insure a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 house for about $1,200 a year in premiums. Well, if you have a 50% utilization on long-term care, and if that policy is utilized, the cost is $10,000 or $12,000 per month. How much are you going to have to price that product? So in the past, there was maybe 200 providers. Today, there might be a handful, 8 or 10 providers. And I'll tell you a quick story. There used to be a company here in Pennsylvania called Penn Treaty, and Penn Treaty was a traditional long-term care provider. And what was interesting and unique about that was every 10 years, had you not utilized that coverage, they refunded 90% of your cumulative premium.
Wow.
So every 10 years, had you not used it, you got 90% of your total money back. Well, guess what happened? They went into receivership. Went into bankruptcy because if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So when it comes to long-term care, a lot of different options, a lot of alternatives, and we'd be happy, Ethan, myself, our team would be happy to just have a specific conversation about that area of the retirement blueprint or all five areas. 412-515-3355.
You know, and Ethan, I would think the challenge is we don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know if we or our family member are going to have health challenges either. So there's so many unknowns that people get kind of nervous about spending their money because they're not really sure what the future holds. But if you have a plan in place, then you kind of plan for the fun times, and then you have a little sitting back there for maybe the not so fun times. How do you balance that with your clients at Accurate Solutions Group?
Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that they have these different levers to pull in retirement. So if a client needs income and we're looking at generating income, potentially, like Kurt mentioned, from an annuity that's going to pay them maybe $2,000 a month, well, let's look for one of those annuities that has the feature that will double if they need a nursing home. So we call it kind of like a safety net. There's that safety net for if they need the nursing home down the road, they already have a product that will help them with it. Now, that's not going to cover the entire nursing home expense, as we know, but it is something that's going to help them if they need it. If they didn't, well, they had the $2,000 a month that they were needing anyways. We might even look at that life insurance policy that Kurt mentioned where, hey, if you needed it while you're alive, you could take from the death benefit. If you never needed it, then your loved ones get a tax-free death benefit. So we're trying to build in these safety nets for the what-ifs down the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options. And that area is just one of the five areas we focus when it comes to your own retirement blueprint. Focus first and foremost on income. And we talked about that concerning the budget and how much income we have coming in and how do we solve for that income. Then we make sure that income's coming in as tax efficient as possible. We talk about the healthcare costs and how do we ward off healthcare costs. How do we properly allocate those investments to generate not only the income we need in retirement to give us that confidence, but also set money aside for emergencies. And then lastly, legacy. If there are assets left, how do we position those assets to go to your loved ones as efficiently as possible? That's your retirement blueprint. We cover those five key areas, and it's customized specifically to your unique circumstance. No cost, no obligation. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We're back to wrap it all up right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always go to their website to learn more, asgretire.com, and just learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, where the offices is, all of that kind of information. But they're really here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Get some clarity, get some direction into that path. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? That's really what we want to know. And it's all you have to do if you want to chat with them. It's 412-515-3355. And then, of course, we'll be giving you the opportunity, if you'd want to, just text the word KIT, K-I-T, 412-515-3355. There's like six different topics you can download about retirement on there, or you can just request your own one-on-one just through the website instead of calling. But if you text the word KIT, 412-515-3355, one of the things you can download is a retirement income planning booklet, which retirement is a lot about income. So we're going to talk about some of the big questions that Kurt and Ethan get from their clients and their prospective clients almost all the time. And I think this will be kind of a fun, easy, I think, for you to understand, maybe. I don't know. It depends on how good Kurt and Ethan are at explaining it, I guess. But here you go. First question, and I think this is one that we all wonder about, Kurt. All right, if I retire, am I or are we going to be okay? And then you follow that up with, well, do I even have enough? How much do I need? I don't know. So am I okay? Do I have enough? How do we answer those?
Individually. And when I say that, and I'll give you some examples, but they sort of coincide with one another, because normally when someone says, hey, am I okay? What they're really talking about is, do I have enough? Am I going to be all right? Because retirement is all about cash flow. It's replacing that paycheck, you know, and we call it mailbox money, but you have to have money coming in every month because you're no longer working. And that's a big concern. It's still number one, number two, most of the time. And when I say we answer that individually, Mark, everyone's circumstance and situation is unique and different. So real quick, great example, husband and wife, they both have a pension. They both have Social Security. And with pensions and Social Security, they have $8,000 a month of net spendable income coming in. And they're okay with a smaller portion of money saved, 401k, 403b, simply because they have that income, that cash flow already solved for. Now, the opposite side of that is husband and wife retiring. They just have Social Security. and they need that $8,000 a month and Social Security is only providing them $4,000, well, then they need a larger bucket of money to be able to retire. So we can absolutely answer that question for individuals, but that's a one-on-one circumstance.
Yeah, you know, that's the most complicated but the easiest question to answer for us. You know, I met with someone who attended one of our workshops at BC3 in Cranberry, and they came in and said, well, we really just have a couple questions for you today. And I said, oh, okay, well, let's start asking some questions. And they said, well, are we going to be okay? Do we have enough? And I'm like, well, that's the most complicated question of it all, because it's so specific to them. But through our planning process and through a retirement blueprint, that's the easiest thing for us to be able to answer. We can put that plan in place that shows, yeah, you're on the path to be okay based on what you're saving and what you have saved up. Or, well, maybe you're going to have to work a little bit longer or save a little bit more differently in different places. But that's still the number one concern, the number one question we get all the time.
Yeah, and if you have that question, you want to sit down with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. You want to find out, do you have enough? Are you going to be okay? It's 412-515-3355. All right, another question, Ethan, that's pretty common. And this is one, I don't know if it happens before the age of 65. Like, I want to retire at 62. Maybe that would be this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this one is, I can't retire now due to healthcare costs. And we know they're not coming down anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big hurdle for most people. There, any more people are planning their retirement date around a specific age. It's typically 65 now because of the Medicare costs. That's when you're eligible for Medicare Part A and B. And the costs are much more affordable when you're on Medicare than if you were to retire at, say, 60. You know, I meet with people that would like to retire at 60, but then don't realize how much healthcare might cost for those 5 years leading up to Medicare age. And for those people who do understand it, that's why they're starting to push back retirement to that specific age.
Yeah, and if you have to pay out of pocket, whether it's continuing your existing coverage through COBRA, which is typically 18 months that you can carry that after retirement, but that cost is sometimes prohibitive, $1,500, $1,800 a month for a couple. But don't underestimate also, because I've had the opposite happen, where I've had a couple clients retire who didn't think they could because they were eligible for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. So, Mark, same situation, retired pre-65, weren't eligible for Medicare, but remember, the Affordable Care Act is an income-based plan, not an asset-based. So you could have millions of dollars of assets saved for retirement, but whatever is showing up on your tax return is taxable income. If you're a husband and wife, a married couple, and it's below like $70,000 a year of adjusted gross income, you're eligible for subsidies. So it goes either way, the health care costs. I would encourage you, if you're listening today, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're unsure of, hey, what are my health care costs going to be? What are my options? We have a team in place. We have a healthcare specialist on our team for that specific reason. We also have a healthcare event coming up in November. You can always call us 412-515-3355 to find out those details. But don't allow that to be an overriding factor of if you can or can't retire.
Kurt, here's the next question. It comes and it says this. My neighbor said they claimed Social Security as soon as they retired. Should I?
And we hear that all the time. Right. Ethan and I could probably tell story after story after story. Maybe that's another individual circumstance, individual, that's unique to you. So encourage everyone listening today, let us provide you a Social Security maximization analysis. Because just because your neighbor over the fence, just because your coworker tells you that this is what they did, that doesn't mean that's right for you. It might be right in your circumstance. It may not. But I will tell you that the proper timing and claiming strategy can add over your lifetime tens of thousands of dollars of benefits into your pocket. The same can happen if it's an improper strategy. And Social Security is still your number one source of fixed income in retirement. So you got to make the right decision. Social Security Administration, if you go there, they're not allowed to provide advice. They can't give you advice. They can tell you what your benefit's going to be based on certain ages, but they're not going to tell you what's best for you in your circumstance. We can do that at Accurate Solutions Group through a retirement Social Security maximization analysis, 412-515-3355. We are happy to do that.
Kurt, and to even further your point about you having to know the rules and being on top of things, you know, an example comes to mind where we had been working with a woman who came to us as a widow. And what made the most sense for her was to actually get her widow benefit, which was slightly less than her own benefit,
at her full retirement age. So why would she do that? Well, that allowed her own benefit to grow 8% a year for 4 years while she waited from 66 until 70. Now, she turned 70 this year. She came in for her meeting with us, and we said, hey, you're 70 now. Did you get your increase? Did you jump onto your own benefit? And she said, oh, no, I forgot. So what she had to do was contact Social Security's office and file for her own benefit. Now, do you think if she had forgotten, do you think they were waiting on the other end of the phone to call her and tell
her? That's not their responsibility.
No, it's not.
But she took advantage of what are called delayed retirement credits, and it was a wonderful strategy that, Mark, a lot of people are just not aware that it's eligible. They're eligible for that.
Yeah, the point is you have to study and you have to learn those rules and those different options, because you are in charge of your Social Security benefit, not the administration. So if that's one of your concerns, if you're not sure how to claim Social Security, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. One of the items that you'll receive is help with Social Security timing and claiming. So if you have concerns about that, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, final question of our program today. And this is one that we've done entire shows on this, but it's a kind of misunderstood, misrepresented tool in your retirement tool belt. Makes sense for some, makes sense not for everybody, but can be a great tool in your retirement tool belt, certainly. This is the question. I don't know a lot about annuities, but I hear them being talked about an awful lot. Should I have one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said, we could do a full show on them, because you have to lay the groundwork with annuities. There's different types. There's fixed, fixed indexed, and variable annuities. It really kind of depends on what tool might be most appropriate for you. But when you hear the word annuity, oftentimes you're thinking of an income stream. That's one way that they're used as a tool for retirement. So if you need an income stream in retirement, maybe that's a tool that's appropriate for you. But then it comes down to there's three different types. There's fixed, kind of operate like a CD through the bank, only through an insurance company. Going to take it out for a number of years and make that fixed rate that they're offering for whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then you're done with it. You can look at a fixed indexed annuity. It's going to keep your principal protected, you know, and that's backed by the strengths and claims paying ability of that insurance company. So you want to do your research there. But it'll protect your principal, and it earns interest based off of an index. A lot of times it's the S&P 500. Those have caps to them because they're protecting your downside. So they're going to allow you to make maybe 7, 8, 9% when the market performs well. Those are fixed indexed. And then there's variable annuities that can pay out an income stream like all annuities, but they're going to invest in funds, and those funds go up and down. So you have to understand which tool might be best for you and what's appropriate for you. We can certainly help you with that. If you text that word KIT, we have a link to all different types of information, but you can also set up a consultation either with Kurt or myself in our office or via Zoom. We're located in between Evans City and Butler, so you're welcome to come into the office. You could start with a 15-minute phone call or a Zoom meeting. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Give that number a call to begin a retirement blueprint that's customized to you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.